That's Thomas Fats Waller, playing his own composition, A Handful of Keys, back in 1929. And this is a guy's history of recorded music, records from the early days of the phonograph, 1920s and before, mostly. Let's get back to Fats Waller. Fats Waller. Welcome to Guy's History of Recorded Music Records from the early days of the phonograph, 1920s and before mostly. And it's Mardi Gras tomorrow, Shrove Tuesday, in New Orleans and elsewhere too, all over the Catholic world. But New Orleans is the place where the parades happen and most of the festivities and the, indulgence, bacchanalia, decadence? No, that's a little bit too much. But music. And New Orleans is really, for the 1920s, New Orleans is the heart of music. New York, Chicago, other places too, but New Orleans, some would say that's where it started. That's where jazz began, and if you want to find the roots of jazz, you go to New Orleans, 1920s and before. Here's some comment on the subject from something called the Journal of American History. Often regarded as a predecessor of jazz, ragtime was at the height of its popularity in the late 1890s to the early 1920s. Descendant from dance forms, ragtime is characterized by its ragged, syncopated, offbeat rhythms. New Orleans bands such as Buddy Bolden's 1877-1931, that's Buddy's birth and death years, began to play a looser, slightly more improvisational style of ragtime. Though similar in style to ragtime, this music was played by ear, not from sheet music, and was based on practice sessions and memorization. Musically, players shared the melodic line, emphasizing ensemble playing rather than the improvisational solos for which jazz is now known. By the early 1920s, the cornetist often performed the main melody. Early recordings present a relaxed playing style, slightly off the beat, at a somewhat slower tempo, as hallmarks of New Orleans jazz. A smaller band size, about 5 to 7 musicians, also typifies the style. So let's start with something called Buddy's Habit from 1923. It's King Oliver's Creole jazz band. And he was the lead cornetist, King Oliver. And Louis Armstrong played second cornet in that orchestra. Here it is. Thank you.
say. You're nasty, you're dirty, take it away. You're terrible, you're awful, take it away. I thought I heard him say, I thought I heard Buddy Bolden's shout. Open up that window and let that bad air out. Open up that window and let the foul air out. I thought I heard Buddy Bolden sing. Thought I heard Judge Fogarty say, 30 days in the market, take him away. Get him a good broom to sweep with, take him away. I thought I heard him say, thought I heard Frankie Dewson shout, gal, give me that money, I'm gonna beat it out. I mean, give me that money like I explain you. I'm gonna beat it out, cause I thought I heard Frankie Dewson say.
Thank you. to see that evening sun go down. I hate to see that evening sun go down. Cause my baby, she done left this town. If I'm feeling tomorrow just like I feel today, I'll pack my trunk and make my getaway. St. Louis, Maine, with the diamond ring, Lord, Lord, pulls that gal around by her apron string. If it wasn't for powder or for store-bought thank you.
That was Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, Jazz Lips, 1921. He was a New Orleans native and a protege of King Oliver, who started the set. It was the New Orleans Wanderers before Louis Armstrong's orchestra. They were a Louis Armstrong's orchestra as well, but minus Louis for contract reasons. His wife, Lil Hardin, she was the piano player in that orchestra. She reorganized his band without him and played as the New Orleans Wanderers. Papa Dip, 1926. And before that it was Al Bernard with the Carl Fenton Orchestra, St. Louis Blues, 1927. And Al Bernard was a performer in minstrel shows, performed in blackface. He was a white performer from New Orleans, but he picked up the music, and you can hear on that the identity, really, that he's assuming. It's almost an identity of a black person. And he had performed that earlier in his career, in 1920. Now, he was a seasoned musician at that point and very well known, and performed that W.C. Handy blues piece and popularized it. And W.C. Handy gave him credit for that, popularized a good deal of W.C. Handy's work. W.C. Handy being the guy that reduced blues to paper so that anybody could play it. It was sheet music. 1927, that rendition after the microphone came out. And so it was maybe a little bit better fidelity than people were used to at that point. Before that, it was the original Dixieland Jazz Band, J-A-S-S. That's how jazz was spelled to begin with back in 1916 when that record came out. Livery Stable Blues. Now, the original Dixieland Jazz Band was not New Orleans band, but they played New Orleans music, and it was known as the music of New Orleans at the time. And that was Livery Stable Blues, which was another W.C. Handy composition. Before that, it was Jelly Roll Morton and his own composition, Buddy Bolden's Blues, 1937, Buddy Bolden being the originator. And before that, it was King Oliver's jazz band, Buddy's Habit, 1923, with Louis Armstrong playing second cornet. And Buddy's Habit, by the way, was flatulence. He was known for that, and he could clear a room, according to legend. And I think Jelly Roll Morton makes mention of that in Buddy Bolden's Blues. Well, let's continue with another important New Orleans musician who would have been very active around this time of year, Mardi Gras. Clarence Williams and his Washboard Orchestra. And the vocalist is Louis Jordan, and he went on to fame and fortune, too. He wasn't a New Orleans musician, but he was from Arkansas, I believe. And the song is I Can't Dance, I Got Ants in My Pants. And it's late 1920s, probably early, maybe 1930 or so. And a good example of what you might have heard on Shrove Tuesday. Can't dance, got ants in my pants. Thank you.
lift your voice and sing with me. Ba-da-dum-dum-dum, ba-dum-dum-dum. Oh, if the devil grab your hand, here's one thing that he can't stand. Ba-da-dum-dum-dum, ba-dum-dum-dum. Down to the river, singing a hallelujah song. Oh, Lord, up jump the devil before you. Just keep plodding along. Hello, Satan, how you feel? Get the devil off your heels. Ba-da-da-da-da-dum, ba-da-da-da-dum, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da heart. Look up to the sky. Stand up and shout. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh. If that old devil should grab your hand, here's one thing that he can't stand. Shout, sister, shout, sister, shout.
Oh, Lord,
shout.
Oh, shallow, come on down just a little bit, Joe.
Oh, la, 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 la.
Oh, shout, sister, fall along, up, fall along, fall along, up, fall along. Oh, wow, 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 wow.
Just tell old Satan how you feel. Get that old devil right off your heel. Shout, sister, shout, sister, shout.
Oh, Lord,
shout.
Leona Williams, and she was a New Orleans musician as well. Strutting Blues, 1922, and she was saying, "I want to strut." You know, sometimes the consonants don't come through all that clear, but that's what she's saying. And before that, it was Monk Hazel and his Bienville Roof Orchestra, High Society, 1928. And he was from New Orleans, and so was A.J. Piron, or a Piron, A.J. Piron, who wrote High Society. And before that, it was the Friar Society Orchestra, also known as the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, with Copenhagen, 1929. And there's another example of changing the name so that you can accommodate the contracts that you might have. Now, they were not a New Orleans orchestra, but called themselves that because they're playing New Orleans music. And before that, it was the Boswell Sisters, Shout Sister Shout, 1931. And they were from New Orleans, and they didn't hit it big until around 1930 because they were just kids. They were teenagers in New Orleans and performed locally and then finally went to New York. And Shout Sister Shout is a song by Clarence Williams, whose music we were playing a little earlier. Another New Orleans musician, piano player, and composer, and all-around great musician. Before that, the New Orleans Blue Five, South Rampart Street Blues from 1926. And Rampart Street, of course, intersects with Canal Street in New Orleans. And so the parade passes by at Mardi Gras. And before that, it was Mixed Salad, Johnny Dodds and the New Orleans Bootblacks. And Johnny Dodds played with Louis Armstrong and many others. And we started the set with Clarence Williams and his Washboard Orchestra, Louis Jordan singing "I Can't Dance, I Got Ants in My Pants," probably 1930. And, let me read a little bit more from the history of New Orleans jazz. Early New Orleans jazz bands combined the instruments of black brass bands with that of string bands. The black brass bands usually performed at social and religious events, and the latter at dances and parties. And I suppose among the religious events, I'm saying parenthetically, would be the funerals, which we know about, and social events would be Mardi Gras, and then the string bands at the dances and parties. The first cornet king was Buddy Bolden, and his incorporation of blues and ornamentation of existing melodies marked a departure from the predominant ragtime style. His extraordinary playing style and personality also created a competitive tradition among early jazz bands, particularly among cornet players, and musical duels among jazz bands were fought, in quotation marks, on the city's streets. Louis Armstrong, 1901-1971, one of the most famous of New Orleans musicians, was crowned a cornet king. Armstrong's mentor, Joe Oliver, 1885-1938, was referred to as King Oliver in Chicago, but was not officially a king until 1949 when he became King Zulu. His crowning, however, was temporary, lasting only through Carnival. Like Bolden, the jazz pioneer Jelly Roll Morton, 1890-1941, got his start performing in the notorious Storyville district. The self-proclaimed inventor of jazz, Morton was regarded as one of the best pianists in Storyville. After 1907, he began to tour in minstrel shows throughout the South, and by 1915 began publishing his jazz compositions with the tune Jelly Roll Blues. In 1926, he signed a contract with Victor. Morton's prestige rests on the way he polished the idiom as a composer and arranger. And we'll wrap up Mardi Gras with Jelly Roll Morton. But first, Joe Falcone with Cleona Bro, married to her. It was something called Au Son, 1929. That's Cajun music in French. And then we'll have Kid Bailey, Mississippi Bottom Blues from 1929. And we'll finish up with Jelly Roll Morton, Fat Meat and Greens from 1926. I'll be back next week. Drop me an email, guy2k at guy2k.com, G-U-Y-2-K. And let me know where you picked up the program. Oh,
le belle vici canal, le pice carlivon, lui si dorme le titre, ne si cana, e le titran, ya pa moyen son piche comme moi, de ma jonglesse qui m'appelle. Mais c'est de moi, mais y'a rosa, cette belle petite fille. Quand elle m'a dit joli que moi, je peux plus, plus
in my straight past me, and she never said a word. Nothing I had did but twirl, but prince she had heard.